The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight, your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. I have a great little story here with the dynamic of what it means to, say, be a disciple, to come alive with the love of God. And I think there are any number of elements that we could tease out for ourselves. And as I say to you from time to time, this is one of those passages where, you know, you go home and open your Bible, Luke 18:35, and read this story. Where do you find yourself in this story? Now, Luke gives us this story to continue the narrative that he's telling about Jesus as he walks now to Jerusalem for that final showdown between him and the forces of death. But he also wants us to see how we can take up our part in the story as the blind man. Right before this, he has Jesus talking to the disciples, and it's clear that although they're following Jesus, they're blind to what's going on. And then here we have a blind man who's asking for his sight and who receives it. But I want to just look quickly here at his posture of heart. He's the one who Jesus exalts for having faith. But what did it take for him to get there? First of all, there's a humility. Okay, and we see that old Latin phrase, humilitas veritas, is humility and truth. He's blind. He actually knows he's blind, though. Right, so what maladies, not physical really, because those are quite obvious, but what spiritual maladies are we struggling with? Or even struggling to identify? Because then there's a difference here. Or that we realize we don't like to realize, we know that there is something there, but we don't really want to go there either. So where is the truth? And how do we come before our Lord with humility that acknowledges the truth, that acknowledges our need for healing, our need for strength, our need to overcome this particular malady? So this man has humility. And then Jesus says, faith, because he cries out to Jesus. This is not faith in some God out there, and I have faith that there is a power that exists that's bigger than me. And do you know what I'm talking about? You all have friends who say this stuff, right? I have faith, yeah, there's like something beyond me. It's like, yeah, there really is something beyond you. But what is faith? Faith here is entrusting oneself to Jesus, who is the definitive revelation, manifestation, embodiment of the one true God. Now, what happens immediately? Because of this faith, which itself is a gift from God, this man finds himself, say, attached to the fount of life. And so what happens? He's cured. And we don't need to see this as a miracle. Do you know we'd like to categorize, but is it a miracle that when someone attaches himself to the fount of life, that he has life? That, to me, that seems somewhat ordinary. And that's us too. That's us too. Is it a miracle when we take advantage of what God has given us in the sacrament of confession, in the Eucharist, that our lives are filled to overflowing with God's love? Yeah, maybe it is a miracle. Whatever it, however you want to categorize it, though, right? It just makes sense. That's the way it is. So here we see that this man attaching himself to the Lord of life in Jesus, right? He's attaching himself to Jesus. He's now cured. And what is the sign? Now, this is for us, right? Because we have to have some kind of metric. I don't know, I'm looking for Martin now. Yeah, there he is. We need some metrics. We need some way to measure that we're achieving what it is we say we're doing. Okay, so, but what is the metric here for healing, discipleship, for receiving the Lord of life himself? He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. And when they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. This is the sign. So we come before our Lord today in humility, just like this beggar, and admitting our own spiritual malady and our struggles, we ask Jesus to be with us, to give us strength, to help us overcome whatever it is that ails us. And as he does, by pouring his Spirit into our hearts, by pouring his love into our hearts, then we start to see that we are restored. We're given new life. We have new life in him, and we give praise to God.